This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code, or not, new series, Narcissist in Disney. Today, I'm going to start a new series I'm posting every Sunday about the narcissist that we see every day in Disney movies and cartoons and all that type of stuff. So if this is your first time tuning into my channel, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. And the point of my platform is to bring awareness to mental health disorders, get more people into therapy, and also in the process, get validate the victims and survivors of narcissistic abuse. But sometimes that gets a little heavy. So today, the first episode of Narcissist in Disney is going to be about Hans of the Southern Isles from the movie Frozen. If you've seen Frozen, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The guy from the beginning of the movie that sweeps Anna off of her feet immediately. And I've been doing this on my TikTok for a little while. And a lot of people, they when I do these little short videos that are 60 seconds long, people will say, hey, maybe Disney is conditioning people to accept narcissists. No wonder we love narcissists. We've been watching them since we were younger. In the movie Frozen, which I think is an excellent, excellent movie. Frozen is an excellent movie. One of the best movies ever created to me. You ask my wife, ask my kids, I love Frozen. I will stand strong in saying that Frozen is one of the best animated movies of all time by Disney. To me, it's number one. But Hans, y'all, look, Hans gives off all of the criteria of a narcissist. Like, literally, all y'all, name one thing that Hans of the Southern Isles didn't do to let you know he was a narcissist. First of all, when he first met Anna, he let her know that he was studying her and her sister. He let her know. At the end of the movie, he let him know. He's like, well, we knew that Elsa was going to be harder to get, so we were looking at you. He was playing, like, y'all, he researched her, planned, you know, planned on her and everything. And it's like crazy how he did it. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy how he did everything and how he set it up and let her know what was going on. In the beginning of the movie, he meets Anna. He bumps into her, but look, mysteriously bumps into Anna. Y'all, he mysteriously bumps into Anna. Oh, hey, sorry. Then he sweeps her off her feet at the party or whatever. They have this, they sing this crazy song where he like mirrors her the entire song. Like he spends this entire song mirroring her. You know, he says, look, they say, I know it's crazy. What? We finish each other's sandwiches. Oh, that's what I was going to say. You are not going to say sandwiches, Hans. You were going to say sentences like a normal human being, but you were mirroring her. It wanted to make her think that y'all had the same mindset to sweep her off of her feet even more. Then he's like, love is an open door. Like, y'all, look, love is an open door. Like, open the door. Like, he's talking about love. The first night that he meets her, within a couple of hours of meeting her, he's already talking about love is an open door. And then at the end of the song, so he's probably known her for like 3-4 hours tops. At the end of the song, he says, like, you want to do something crazy? She's like young, inexperienced, naive. He's like, she's like, what? Will you marry me? And she's like, you want to hear something crazier? Yes. Look, y'all, speed is the weapon of a narcissist. Hans asks her to marry him within 5 hours of knowing her. Because he knew she was trapped, she was cooped up, she didn't know have any other experience with men. She'd been living in a castle for years and years and years after her parents died. Look, so she don't know what love is. She don't know how, like, she wasn't raised by a man or whatever. She was, like, literally raised, and her sister was silent the whole time. So she was literally alone, looking for, like, she was, like, literally a perfect target for a narcissist. She was, like, an empath. And she was looking for love. Like, you remember the first song she sung? She was looking for love the whole time. Like, maybe tonight be the night I meet somebody. You met the wrong one. When you're in a tough spot, when you are in a highly emotional spot, highly emotional situation like Anna was, sometimes a narcissist will come through and sweep you off your feet and give you everything that you want. Promise to give you everything that you want and need. Just like he did. Look, literally, just like he did Anna. Anna looking for love. Hey, I love you. Then they go ask Elsa, can he marry? Like, Elsa, no. Elsa, like, huh? You want to get married? No. Elsa tried to be the big sister. Like, no. You're not marrying somebody you just met. She's like, but it's true love. It's true love, Elsa. What do you know about love? Now she look, Hans about that smile. Look, Hans, if you go back and watch the movie, Hans is smiling. Hans like, yeah, I got you. No matter what, I'm going to marry you. No matter what, I'm going to marry you. What? No. Look, Elsa runs off or whatever. Anna is so love struck that she puts Hans in charge of Arendelle. In charge of all of Arendelle. Put Hans in charge of Arendelle. Not only does Hans have a marriage proposal, an accepted marriage proposal, but now he's like the prince, the king of the kingdom. Within 5-6 hours of meeting Anna, like, this man is going crazy. He tells her, look, he told her in the beginning too, look, yo, people ask me all the time, like, what creates a narcissist? I say, look, trauma, or, you know, not getting love and affection that you need, trauma, or people not telling you no. He said he had 15 brothers and sisters or whatever. He was the youngest. So there's no way in hell his parents were able to give him the love, care, and affection that he needed, having 15 other brothers that he had to take care of. And look, they neglected him. Even the brothers neglected him. He said his brothers pretended he was invisible for 2 years. So he had nobody to talk to, express himself. So Hans became a narcissist through the struggle, through trauma. His brothers traumatized him. His parents weren't there for him. Hans was a narcissist, 100%. I know it's funny. I know you're laughing, but Hans was 100% a narcissist. So he spends the whole, look, then here comes the new person. Kristoff coming to the picture. Anna, look, Anna still in the highly emotional time, about to die or whatever. She still thinks she's in love with, look, she still spends the entire movie thinking that she's in love with Hans. Kristoff come through with the heat, try to be nice to her. Kristoff come through like, hey, look, what's up? I need you to, he's like, and Kristoff is like, you want to marry somebody you just met? Everybody's telling Anna she's stupid for trying to marry Hans after she don't even know him. What's his last name? She said, look, she didn't know his last name. Kristoff said, what's his last name? The Southern Isles. What? The Southern, Hans of the Southern Isles. Kristoff was like, God, girl, you are on a different level right now. Of the Southern Isles, your last name is Hans of the Southern Isles, correct? Yep, I'm Hans of the Southern Isles. So she about to marry a man. Don't even know his last name. Don't even really know where he's from. Don't know anything about his life. He studied her, so he know everything about her. But she don't know anything about him. Doesn't that resemble a narcissistic relationship? I get a lot of times in my one-on-ones when I'm talking to people where they say, I really never knew my husband. I really never knew my wife. I don't know anything about them. They know everything about me. That's how it goes. Narcissist knows everything about you. They study you. They mirror you. And they sweep you off your feet because speed is the weapon of a narcissist. Speed is. Narcissists want to move fast or they will reveal themselves and you might not like them. If Hans would have came up to Elsa and spent time trying to court her, she'd probably be like, nah, you're lame, Hans. You're lame. Nope. I know who you really are. But nope. He had to sweep her off her feet really, really quick. Now he can't look. Now he wanted to be king the whole time. His intentions were he wanted to be king the whole time. So he don't love Anna. He don't love her. You mean? So Hans is a narcissist. Are you still vibing with me? You're still here now. You're still here. You need to be here. Hans was a I know it's silly talking about this stuff, but like literally, I think watching movies and stuff like this could it condition kids to like narcissists or be narcissists? Like, you know, Hans, I spent the whole movie thinking I thought Hans was a good guy. I'm like, Hans, like, this is a great love story, y'all. This is the epic love story. And don't people typically want to be part of an epic love story? And then look, when you tell somebody, like when friends or family tell people that they are dealing with a narcissist or they are moving too fast, the person that's dealing with a narcissist, the person that's the survivor or the victim or whatever, they tend to double down on their relationship. Elsa said, no, you don't know this person. You cannot marry him. Anna said, you don't know what it is. You don't know what true love is. We know each other. You don't know him. You don't know anything about him. Double down. Kristoff said the same thing. Guess what Anna did? Double down. So you make when you try to tell people to slow down, or hey, are you moving too fast? Or do you really know this person? They will double down on it. You see, like Anna doubled down on that relationship with Kristoff. She just did. She's like, I mean, on that relationship with Hans. Everybody telling her what she shouldn't do. She's like, I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm gonna do it anyway. You don't know anything about him. I'm gonna do it anyway. And did he not do it? Yep, he did it. She did it. And then, like, when Anna or whatever turned on her, so when her family turned on her, look, Elsa turned, look, she go find Elsa. Elsa turns on her, almost kills her. So Anna's about to die. Like, true love's kiss is the only thing that can heal your heart. So she thinks she's still in, she thinks she's got true love with Kristoff, I mean, Hans. So she, Kristoff riding back with her, Kristoff riding the horse, riding Sven back to see Kristoff, Anna. I mean, to see Hans. Whole time Hans had caught Elsa and tried to kill her. He's trying to kill Elsa because he want to be king. He's like, yeah, we about to kill you, girl. You better go to jail for the rest of your life and we're going to kill you. So he tried to kill his, he tried to kill her sister. Anna comes back through. I need you to kiss me, Kristoff. I mean, I need you to kiss me, Hans. Please kiss me. I'm going to die. Hans is like, I got you. And then guess what, y'all? He got, when he realized he's about to get what he wanted, the kingdom, the mask came off. He said, Anna, how can anybody ever love you? She's like, huh? Then he blew up. Look, then he put the fire out. They had a little warm fire in there crackling. Put the fire out on him. Hans, the mask came off. You seen Hans for who he really was. He's like, and he told, then he tells her the whole story. He's like, nobody knew. Everybody knew they couldn't get Elsa. She was too shut off. But the young, naive princess, I knew I could get you. The whole time, Hans was the bad guy. What? Hans was a narcissist the entire time, the entire movie. And I was a Hans fan. I was like, I don't know. I liked Hans from the beginning. I was like, maybe because I'm a narcissist, Hans is a narcissist, we vibe. I'm like, I get it. You know, do you, Hans. Move quick. Hey, you in love. Move quick, boy. Blow the fire out. Try to kill Elsa. I mean, he tried to kill Elsa, and he tried to kill Anna. Anna had a glow up at the end, though, because, look, she gets a new person. Kristoff comes back, kisses her, saves her. Kristoff didn't kiss her. Elsa ended up saving her life through the tear. And end up like Hans ends up going to jail. So as you can see, Hans of the Southern Isles was 100% a narcissist. Narcissists have been running rampant in Disney, and I'm going to call them out now. From now on, every Sunday, I'm calling a different narcissist out in Disney. We got to put an end to this. I'm just joking, y'all. This is to just bring some humor and some light to lighten up my channel. I know my channel can get kind of heavy because it's about narcissists and survivors and victims and therapy and stuff like that. This is literally, y'all, to just lighten up the channel. So don't take this too seriously. I'm just joking. I'm having fun with Disney and narcissism. To bring to light some things that we might not have noticed, some things that we might have looked over. Because next week, we talk about Aladdin. Oh, yeah. Aladdin is a narcissist. Aladdin spent 3 selfish-ass wishes on himself, trying to gaslight and manipulate Jasmine, the genie, and everybody. So we tuning into that next week. So tune in next Sunday for Narcissist in Disney. Thank y'all for tuning in. I know this is stepping sideways. I know it is. Trust me. Trust me, I know it is. But I appreciate every single one of y'all for tuning in. Tomorrow, I'm back to my regularly scheduled program. We're going to talk about love bombing, some other stuff, some other narcissist stuff. But thank y'all for tuning in. I really, truly appreciate all of y'all. Peace.